Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents What a Dragon Should Know by G.A. Aiken. Narrated by Holly Jackson. Chapter 1. It wasn't the first time he'd run for his life, and it most likely would not be the last. In the past few decades, though, he'd mostly run from angry fathers who'd found him where they felt he should not be. Or he'd run from town guards, sent by angry fathers who'd found him where they felt he should not be. But this day Gawain Vell ran from his own kin. Not that this was in any way new to him either, but it had been a while since he'd been forced to. Also true was that he should have kept his mouth shut. Yet it had been a legitimate question. As always, though, his kin blew everything out of proportion and took out their misplaced rage on him. Why did they not just admit they were jealous? For he was Gawain Vell the Handsome, third-born son and fourth-born offspring of the Dragon Queen, former captain of the Dragon Queen's northern armies, and most loved male throughout the Dark Plain regions. Gawain Vell was always magnificent, magnanimous, and loving. And his kin hated him because of that. Besides, who knew that a queen could be so sensitive, even a human one? All he did was ask a simple question.
Are you supposed to be that large at only 7 months with child?
A simple question that led to tears, unattractive snorting noises, and thrown weaponry. It seemed the human queen may have lost her ability to run quickly, but her throwing arm was still true.
Nearly took my damn ear off.
Now the queen's consort, also known as Gawain Vell's eldest brother and future dragon king of the Southlands, Fargus, felt the need to chase him down like a rabbit.